glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, September 29th. This is Tim Nelson from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. Well, our thoughts about, attitude toward, and response to everything changes when we live with eternity in view. Living for the pleasure of the moment when in Christ we're promised eternal glory doesn't make any sense at all, but it's hard at times. That's why, as a child of God, it's important to tell ourselves every day that this is not our final destination. Hebrews 13, verses 14 through 16 say, "For this world is not our home. We're looking forward to our everlasting home in heaven. With Jesus' help, we will continually offer our sacrifice of praise to God by telling others of the glory of His name. Don't forget to do good and to share what you have with those in need, for such sacrifices are very pleasing to Him." That's from Hebrews 13, verses 14 to 16.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. From heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. I fixed it up with Jesus 40 years ago. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. Saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at
from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh Lord, you know,
I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Feel at home in this world anymore.
There's a new organization in town that kicks off their fall semester October 24th. It's going to be a great help to our kids and grandkids. The executive director of Dream Center Springfield, Dan Hartman, is with us on Mark and Friends today. What exactly is Dream Center, Dan?
I think a lot of the answers to what we are maybe summed up and maybe what we're not. So we do not exist to replace any traditional schooling, whether it be private, public, or even homeschool. Rather, we want to come alongside parents, students, and teachers in whatever format their education looks like. And we want to exist in a realm where we're a help, we're an encouragement, a relief, and even an enhancement to what's already going on in their education. So the impetus behind that is we know from Scripture that moms and dads are the primary educators of their kids. So again, how do we help them? How do we encourage them? How do we serve as a relief where that's needed? And even an enhancement, again, to what's already going on, again, whether public, private, or homeschool. Part of the joy in trying to birth this new ministry will be that everybody is welcome. It does not matter what you're doing for your children's education. So for homeschooling, we're going to be offering coursework during the day. Traditionally, homeschool parents will find more time during the day. Mm-hmm. The values that kind of guide us are we want children to be home with their moms and dads. Wow. And especially in the evening when you start thinking about family values and things like that and families sitting around the table together and having a meal. So we can offer coursework during the day. It would probably be something like a 9 to 10:30 time frame, half an hour break, and then 11 to 12:30 a couple days a week, depending on the courses, and then sort of a rinse and repeat and do that again in the evening. But we want to keep that pretty early in the evening so that those traditionally schooled kids can be reached, whether, again, public or private, wherever they go to school. We want to be able to offer the same opportunities to them, but also have them home in time to be home and to be with their family.
There's a new educational initiative in the Springfield area. It's Dream Center Springfield. Dan Hartman is here. He's the executive director of Dream Center. Now, Dan, this is a nonprofit Christian ministry, right?
That's exactly right. So, again, one of the exciting things in that is that teachers and parents can all come alongside of us. And where in the public sector, teachers may be a little more hesitant to talk about their faith, and it's just the reality of the job and the situation that we find ourselves in public education, we don't have to worry about that here. In fact, we want to shout that from the rooftops. We're coming along to be a help, an encouragement, a relief, and all these things to parents. The driving force behind that is we're training up our children. We're going back to Proverbs, right? Yeah. Where we want to train them up. Why? So that when they're old, they might return to that. Well, we can't truly train up these children and be that help to the moms and dads if we're not getting to what's the baseline for all wisdom, for all knowledge. Well, it's the Lord. The Lord brings that. And so we want to teach everything we do, integrating curriculum, talking about each of these content areas. Let's just take math, for example. God, our creator, created with order. It wasn't something out of chaos. Rather, he created out of order. Well, math is looking at order, looking at patterns. Creation, for example, screams about the creator with patterns. So it's really easy to talk about that and make those ties in all the subjects, but maybe math especially. It'll be really easy to just say, hey, look at these patterns. Doesn't it scream creator?
And they're brought into that and not even realize that what you're doing, right? Sometimes
that's exactly right.
So if someone wants to find out more about Dream Center Springfield, it sounds like you've got an event coming up here real soon that might be good to be a part of to find out more.
That's exactly right. So it's really exciting. On that campus of the old Benedictine University, you have the Brinkerhoff Mansion. Great godly couple, Gordon and Tammy Fiddler, are running the operations out of the Brinkerhoff Mansion. Tony and Ann Libri on the south side of our building are running operations out of the Ursula Music Conservatory, doing a great work trying to restore that, just a jewel of a building in Springfield. And then Destiny Church behind us, Pastor Eric Hansen, is just on the 6th Street side of the campus. They're partnering with Dream Center to come along and host what Springfield Art Association used to call the Artisan and Antique Market. I think the brainchild behind this is probably the Fiddlers, so I want to give honor and credit where it's due. They wanted to see that come back, and for good reason. So they've been planning this for months. Michelle and I came along as Dream Center executive director in that role probably about June 1, and that's when we got wind of it. So this is months in the planning. this Saturday, October 1st, is the big day. And so there'll be somewhere between 100 and 150 vendors from the north end of the campus near the Brinkerhoff Mansion, across the central part where we're at in the Dream Center building, all the way over to the Ursula Music Conservatory. During that time, we're going to go ahead and piggyback off that event, since we're going to have foot traffic anyway.
Perfect.
And do an open house slash housewarming, whatever qualifier you want to put on that. Would be great, because we get to have people in the building. We're excited about that, because we believe there's insight when you're on site you just can't get by clicking on a web link. Although we want people to go to the website and all those things, but when we can bring you into the building and really shed some light on what we've done and where we're going, I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
Speaking of the website, where would folks go to get more information about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's dcspringfield.com.
dcspringfield.com. And what are the hours of the open house this Saturday?
So the vendor fair will start at 9 a.m. sharp. Vendors will be set up, ready to roll, and we're going to go ahead and open the doors at that same time, and we'll go until about 5 p.m. that night. But if there are people still coming and going, I'm happy to show them the building and walk them around and try to, again, help them gain some insight by being on site. I also wanted to mention, on that same day, on October 1, during the vendor fair and the open house, we're going to open up registration both on-site and online. So we're really excited about this. We've been working for months with our teachers that have been able to partner with us so far. It'll be a great time, one, to open up that registration so that people can look at the coursework, meet the teachers who will be able to be there that day, but even see ways that they might be able to come alongside and partner with us while they're there, whether that's one, getting their kids registered, or two, coming alongside the building and finding ways to help facilitate, funding a course or funding a teacher or things like that. So it'll be a lot of opportunities that day. We're really excited about it. Michelle and I have been in public education for a long time. She much longer than I have. But in that world, we're just starting to see things, good and bad, just like every other mom and dad and grandparent alive, over the last couple of years. Now, we have been dreaming, no pun intended, about this education ministry for a long while, for probably 4 or 5 years. And I remember going to Michelle in 2017 or 2018 saying, hey, I think God is calling us to do a thing, or at least he's calling me. And since you are my helper, lovely bride, I want you to know. And initially she's like, that sounds crazy. And it does. It did sound crazy at the time.
What were you doing at that time?
I was teaching fifth grade at Du Bois Elementary School. My wife had just wrapped up 12 years of high school math teaching in Athens, Illinois. And so I always said she's the brave one teaching the high school kids. She thought I was the brave one teaching the little kids. But again, the Lord wired us just the way he wanted us wired. And so she stayed home for about 2 years, starting at the end of the 2016-17 school year. And then after that two-year period, she came on to Du Bois and was teaching fourth grade while I was teaching fifth grade at Du Bois. And then, of course, everybody knows, you know, COVID came later that school year. We were home, we're teaching remotely. And the entire next school year, the 2021 school year, we're still teaching online. And I think it was April of 21 where we both we just had that moment where we got done teaching one day and we looked at each other and we're like, this is the time.
God maybe used COVID and just all the division or whatever it was in that to accentuate what he wanted you to do, it sounds like.
That's exactly right, man. So we got to the point where it was like, these weren't just dreams and thoughts and heart desires. Like, we knew the Lord was calling us, pulling us out, and that was going to happen. I just heard like a Pew Research, I don't know if it was Pew or Gallup, so I don't want to say it was one or the other, but it was a research done on parents, not just Christian parents, but parents across the nation. Hey, what do you think about the public education system? You've had this unique look because of COVID for the last couple of years now. What do you think about it? And most parents, the majority, I'm talking like in the 70 percentile, were saying, if we had an option, we would do something different. And the reality is, a lot of moms and dads are two-income households, so that one of them cannot quit to stay home and homeschool, and they also can't quit because they would have to afford private school. So we had just that was the thing that God used. He wooed us out of the system, as it were, and it was like, how do we stand in the gap for those moms and dads? How do we serve as that help, that encouragement, that relief, and an enhancement to moms and dads and students? And we were both going separate ways. This was April of 21. She ended up going down 6th Street in Springfield. I was coming up 5th Street, different times on the same day. Telling you, it was like the Lord just pulled my head over, and I looked to the left, and I'm looking at that building. It's Dawson Hall, by the way. Our youngest is Dawson, which is some of the irony. He loves the name of that building. I looked to the left and I couldn't not see the old building. I did not know that later that day she was going down 6th Street and the same thing happened. What I do know was Psalm 127 had been on our mind for a long time. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. We knew we didn't want to do this thing of our own will, of our own volition. It couldn't be because we'd fall flat on our face and the ministry would not be a ministry. But that psalm goes on to say some really interesting things about children as well. When you get into the 3rd, 4th, and 5th verses, for example, it says, children are a heritage from the Lord. They're like arrows in the hands of a warrior, and the man whose quiver is full will not be put to shame when he's in the gates of his enemy. And we were just thinking about that over time. And it was like, well, what does that mean? They're like arrows in the hands of a warrior. Like we're firing them downfield into what? Well, there'll be a time when we're not here with our children, including the children that we get to teach over the years. And so what are we doing? Let's go back to Proverbs. We need to train them up. And in fact, it's our job to train them up. Because the reality is, if we don't do it, somebody will be happy to teach them. And so Psalm 127 had just been this sort of the lifeblood behind this. And we were like, yeah, man, this is what the Lord is calling us to. So I got home that day in April. I called Lyle, Illinois, the headquarters for Benedictine, and just said, hey, I know you shut down about 3 years ago. What's the story on this campus? I did not know that at the same time, Eric Hansen, the pastor of Destiny Church, was also interested in that building. And the even crazier part of this, that just as a God taking his pen and authoring a story like only God can do, was that my wife, Michelle, taught Eric Hansen's daughter back in, I want to say 2007 or 2008. That seems maybe insignificant to it, but I got off the phone with Benedictine that day. We made the decision that we were going to homeschool our kids the following year. She gets home and she says, hey, what do you think about that old Benedictine building? And it just blew me away. I'm like, you need to know the phone call I just made. So we shared stories about going those different ways that day. Later, maybe about 2 or 3 months later, I found myself at a homeschoolers conference because we knew what we were going to do for our own children. At that conference, I see this young lady named Hannah Schaefer. And Hannah says to me, hey, Mr. Hartman, how's Mrs. Hartman? Hannah is Pastor Hansen's daughter. And I said, well, it's great to see you. By the way, you can call her Michelle. You're like 30 now. It's okay. So we had a good laugh about that. I shared with her what we were doing, even told her the Benedictine story that I just shared with you, and just tucked it away as sort of nothing. April of this year, 2022, about a year to the day, I get a text from Eric Hansen saying, hey, my daughter Hannah shared your number with me. I hope you don't mind. He's had Psalm 126 on his heart and mind as it relates to that building. Well, we've had Psalm 127 on our hearts and minds related to that building. And I could say the rest is history, and that would be sufficient for lucid brevity. But we engaged in conversations about what that would look like to have an education ministry, a Christian resource center for moms and dads in Springfield. And October 1, it's going to be a great day. We're going to see the genesis of this thing for that open house.
Dan Hartman, Executive Director of Dream Center Springfield, 1500 North 5th Street on the north side. Thank you for being with us today on Mark and Friends.
I appreciate it, brother. God bless.
What is our hope in life and death? Christ alone, Christ alone. What is our hope? price he lives.
And what reward?